This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Foreign ministers representing the group of seven industrialized nations have had a busy day of meetings today in London discussing a range of world issues, including relations with China and Russia, the coup in Myanmar, the Syrian conflict, and the situation in Afghanistan.
On Afghanistan, just to be clear, from a UK perspective, we do not feel ignored by our US partners. We've had very good consultation on this, and we continued that. We discussed it today.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, he spoke yesterday to reporters.
We certainly see the priority is protecting our troops in the period between now and September, making sure that we preserve the ability to deal with counterterrorism, that the gains that were hard won in Afghanistan are not lost.
And he is expected to urge G7 members to sanction individuals and entities connected to Myanmar's military junta, to support arms embargoes, and to boost humanitarian aid to the people of Myanmar. A mysterious explosion rocked northwest Syria on Monday, killing at least one person and wounding seven others, according to opposition activists. The activists said the explosion occurred as an armed drone flew over the outskirts of a village in Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. The explosion occurred near a tented settlement for displaced people, but none of them was injured. As India reels from a second wave of COVID-19 infections that is devastating major cities, stockpiles are falling short of surging demand in the country. India has now surpassed 20 million total confirmed COVID-19 cases amid a disastrous second wave of the disease that has essentially broken the country's healthcare sector. Health Ministry reported another 357,229 new coronavirus cases today. This is VOA News. Air travel in the U.S. hit its highest mark since COVID-19 took hold more than 13 months ago. While European Union officials are proposing to ease restrictions on visitors to the continent as the vaccine sends new cases and deaths tumbling in more affluent countries. The improving picture in many places contrasts with the worsening disaster in India. In the U.S., the average number of new cases per day fell below 50,000 for the first time since October, and nearly 1.67 million people were screened at U.S. airport checkpoints on Sunday, according to the Transportation Security Administration. President Biden has lifted the refugee cap after a bipartisan backlash over delaying the move. Mike Gracia has this from Associated Press.
President Joe Biden will formally lift the nation's refugee cap to 62,500 this year. The decision comes after Biden came under intense criticism for delaying a decision to lift the 15,000 refugee limit instituted by President Donald Trump. In a statement, Biden said the new limit erases the historically low number set by the previous administration. However, Biden called it a sad truth that the cap of 62,500 refugees will not be met by the end of the fiscal year in September. Biden plans on setting the refugee cap at 125,000 for the 2022 fiscal year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Top Biden administration officials and U.S. senators crisscrossed the Middle East yesterday, seeking to assuage growing unease among Gulf Arab partners over America's rapprochement with Iran and other policy shifts in the region. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware told reporters in the UAE's capital of Abu Dhabi that he aimed to allay the sheikdom's understandable and legitimate concerns about the return to the landmark deal and to create broader engagement with Gulf partners.
It's not clear yet whether there is a path towards a return to the JCPOA compliance for compliance. That's actively being discussed in Vienna in terms of what sort of steps would be taken in what order, what kind of sanctions relief, what kind of unfrozen assets might happen. But I think Iran has demonstrably taken gravely concerning steps, not just to get out of compliance, but to advance centrifuge research, to increase their enrichment percentages, and to advance some of the metallurgy required for the actual development of a functioning nuclear device.
And the trips come at a critical moment as the U.S. and Iran, through intermediaries in Vienna, discuss a return to Tehran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.